that was by the New Jersey Nets when he wound up going to Memphis. And I see that. I see this.
Peace and blessings, y'all. Shout out ESPN Radio. I'm just in the car running some errands. Had to get gas, cigarettes, and I had to let Charlie out. So I was like, you know what? I'll kill two birds with one stone and just bring him along for the ride, you know what I mean, to the gas station. That way he can get his pee-pees, poopies out or whatever he needs to do. So yeah, I'm just running errands this morning, had to stop and get gas, some cigarettes, and because I wanted to wash a load of clothes this morning. I washed two loads of clothes amongst all the other stuff we were doing yesterday, and so I got a load left. I'm gonna get some change, throw that stuff in there. So I was like, you know what, let me bring Charlie with me, just make it easier, so that way when I get back I can just go up, throw my clothes in, and I don't have to take him back out, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, so that's what I'm doing, getting ready for the final day of the NBA season here, basketball, and then we got the playoffs starting on the 20th. Looking forward to that. Man, hoping the Bucks can you know what I'm saying, make a deep playoff run. I mean, I ain't really, you know, to be honest with you, the Bucks are only going to go as far as Giannis and Dame take them, really, at this point. And the other thing, too, like, Giannis has won a ring, man, because before they won a ring, you know, it had been a minute since we won one. What was that, 1971, I think it was, or whatever? Like, I wasn't even born yet. You know what I'm saying? Because I remember the Bucks when they were really good back in the 80s. I mean, they'd win their division every year. They win their division every year, but they just could not seem to either get past Boston or Philly back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Although one year the Bucks did sweep Boston Celtics in the playoffs. The year escapes me, but I believe it was like 85 or 86. It was one of them years, yeah, the Bucks swept Boston in playoffs, and then I believe we lost to Philly. But yeah, I remember the Bucks, you know what I'm saying, in the 80s, the Bucks used to win their division every year. I mean, every year they were winning it, but they just could not make a super deep playoff run. But so I'm looking forward to that. Like I was saying, I ain't really all that heavy into baseball. I love playing baseball. I'm actually pretty good at baseball and shit too. And, like, I'm good at basketball, football, all that. Like, I think, like, me and my brother are pretty good athletes, you know, overall. Like, we can play pretty much all sports, like, you know what I'm saying, and still be coordinated and fluid and do good at the sports. Because I know some people, like, I've seen some people that are super good at basketball. I mean, super good. You know what I'm saying? But put a baseball in their hand and tell them to throw it, or let them, you know, catch a fly ball and shit, it almost looks awkward when they catch it and stuff. It's just like, or let somebody, you know what I'm saying, that's a football player, they're real good at football, give them a basketball and tell them to shoot a jump shot. That shit looks crazy, it looks weird, awkward, don't even look coordinated. So yeah, there's that. That's why I was saying, like, the super great athletes, I mean the super duper ones, those would be the best ones, man, because they'll be able to play, like, multi-sports, you know what I'm saying, and still be, like, coordinated and good at them. Yeah, so I know I got a little off there, but, yeah. That's why people like Patrick Mahomes, like Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders, all them, those are the super really good athletes, man, because, you know, they're multi-sports, you know what I'm saying? Even someone like, and, you know, usually, like, it's going to be someone black that's going to be better, because we just are more athletic. I don't even care about that stereotype to me. You know what I'm saying? That's a compliment to me, to be athletic and shit like that. Now, don't be calling me, you know what I'm saying? Don't, now, you know, it gets all off into other shit now, you know, when we're talking about people being drafted and, like, you know, how people feel about that, you know, NBA and like NFL and like, because some people can link that to like kind of that slave shit, you know what I'm saying? You're being drafted, you're just being used and stuff like that, and I get that shit. Because in reality, like these, you know, most of these, you know, sports teams, you know, professional teams and stuff like that, most of them are owned by white men. They just are, you know what I'm saying? Let's just face it. So, and in reality, they're just using you because they're trying to, you know, grow their company, make more money, you know, win an NBA championship, win an NFL Super Bowl or whatever, you know, to basically grow and expand their business. Because most of these NFL owners, NBA, most of them, I said most of them, they don't know shit about the sport they're even involved with. You know what I'm saying? You know, one thing that used to amaze me, I was telling you when I was working at that restaurant at Carnivore, shout out Carnivore, downtown Milwaukee. When I used to work there and shit, because like the servers and just like the staff there, they were baseball people. They loved baseball. Like the owner, Omar, he loved like Brewer baseball, you know, knew a lot of the players, you know, all that stuff like that shit. Like him and Ryan Braun, like, had that restaurant together, that Ryan Braun's Graffito. Y'all can look that up online. It's no longer a thing, but yeah, Omar and Ryan Braun had a restaurant together, you know what I'm saying? And it ended up failing. The restaurant ended up closing and shit because of the Ryan Braun and the steroid, the PED scandal or whatever, all that stuff had happened. So then the restaurant had closed. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I ended up at Carnivore. But yeah, it was just amazing to see, like, you know, like NBA players would come in and shit like that. Unless it was somebody like LeBron walking in there or somebody like this, just like everyone knows, it would be funny because the white servers would come up to me and they'd be like, "Hey Dave, who's that guy? Who are those players? Who are these?" They wouldn't know. And some of them, sometimes it'd be players from the Bucks. You know what I'm saying? But they would know every baseball player that came walking through there. You know what I'm saying? And then I'd have to tell them, "Oh, that's so-and-so. Oh, that's so-and-so and shit." You know what I'm saying? It's just like, that's crazy. And then they'll kiss the NBA's player for ass, kiss the NBA player's ass for a while they're in there and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because they just want their money. Yeah, that's crazy, though. But we're back from our little excursion, me and Charlie. Got the little cigarettes, gas. They didn't have paper towels, so we got a roll left, though, so we'll be good. Yeah, that's it. So I'm back. Gonna get this load of clothes in and pop the news on and get in the lab and maybe start working on some content. We'll see. But thanks for everyone that's listening and that support. We really appreciate it. And like I said, I don't plan on going anywhere, you know what I'm saying? I just needed a little breather, you know, earlier this week, because I was just like, man, I'm tired, and like, I don't want my podcasting to suffer or just be half-assing it just to put stuff out there. So I just had to refocus and just, you know, figure a couple things out as far how I wanted to, you know, do the podcasting and stuff, but... So yeah, so I'm gonna get going here, get these clothes washed, pop the news on, and just chill. Sip on my coffee and probably put some jazz music on and just, focus my mind. So I'm sure I'll holler at y'all soon. Thanks for listening and we'll be in touch. Make it a great Sunday, stay safe out here, and make it a great upcoming week. And enjoy the rest of your day and just try to relax and chill if you can. So until the next one, peace.
Peace and blessings. This is DBJ. It is Sunday, April 14th, 2024, or better known as 414 Day here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You know what I'm saying? It is 414 Day, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So all the people in Waukesha and wherever else in Wisconsin, you know, I was hating on Milwaukee. You don't want to have nothing to do with Milwaukee when you guys go out of town. You know what I'm saying? On vacation and stuff like that. and someone asks you where you guys are coming from, you know, and like people that live in Wisconsin that aren't from Milwaukee, they travel somewhere, go on vacation, and then when they meet people wherever they're at, the person asks them, so where are you guys from? Oh, we're from Milwaukee. No, you're not. All of a sudden, they want to be from Milwaukee. But any other time, oh, I'm from Janesville. I'm from Oshkosh. They'll tell you exactly where they're from because they don't want to have nothing to do with Milwaukee or the zip code. But when they travel, all of a sudden, they're from Milwaukee and shit. Yeah, I don't like that. I've never liked that. Mm-hmm. So it's 414 day. So if you really love 414, you're really in Milwaukee. You know what I'm saying? You live in Milwaukee. You represent Milwaukee. Those are the people I want to holler at. Those are the people I want around me. Those are the people I think should be celebrating 414 day. Not the phonies. Not the 262s. Not those people. But anyways, how's everyone doing though? Y'all hear the birds chirping and stuff? It's Sunday morning. And on this morning, I am going to put somebody on blast. Yeah. This Jeff Paulinski is his name. White fella. He thought it would be funny to make fun of Sade Robinson, young black female that was murdered by that crazy white punk killer, Max Anderson, here in Milwaukee. Cut her up and throwing her body parts all around the city. Me and Michelle are gonna go around out and help look for her today. Yeah, there's still search parties. They were out yesterday. People in the community, mostly black people. I have seen some white people out there helping, so shout them out. You know what I'm saying? But we're gonna go out there this morning at some point and help look. I don't know why they're not. I'm sitting here looking at the Milwaukee River right now. I don't know why they're not checking the Milwaukee River. Because she lived in this building. And you know what I'm saying? So, and I'm literally looking right now, you know, across the river. Like, I see a homeless tent over there. I see just, you know, trees and just shrubbage and just, you know, the Milwaukee River. It's sad to think he could have threw her in there. But yeah, we're going to go out and, you know, and help search today because they still haven't found the rest of her remains. So we're going to get out there and go look and check some of these parks and stuff like that. And just, man, this situation's so fucked up. But yeah, but this Jeff Paulinski character, clown, racist, white piece of shit, thought it would be funny to make stupid ass insensitive comments about Sade. So I'm gonna get that stuff together because I have screenshotted the clip from the Facebook post. And so I'm gonna read all that. I'm gonna give you all the details, put his name out there, you know what I'm saying? His Facebook page and all that. Yeah, there's consequences. It's called ripple effect. This is a negative ripple effect for you, Paulinski. Can't do that. Not on my watch, buddy. That's a no-no. So you're gonna be put on blast. Jeff Paulinski. Y'all go look him up on Facebook. Yep, we're gonna put him on blast today and give him the attention he deserves. You did this to yourself, dude. Yeah, you can't do that. Mm-mm. Not with this kind of stuff, no. I'm not letting that slide, so yeah. So we're gonna just put you on blast and, you know, and being put on blast means we're just gonna, you know, show the comments, screenshot them, put them on the internet. That's what that means. I think everyone knows what on blast means. So yeah, I'm gonna do that later. So I'm gonna get that together. That's in the works right now. Cause I was just sitting here. I wasn't even planning on y'all hear the police driving through. I wasn't even planning on doing any podcasting today. I was just gonna chill. You know what I mean? Because me and Michelle were up late last night podcasting. So I was just going to chill today. I was going to totally chill today and just, you know, watch the Masters, go get our little coffee that we were talking about. So I was already out this morning running errands, got my little cigarettes, stuff like that. Yeah, you hear them sirens? They're protecting this downtown. Oh, that's the fire truck. There's two of them. Yeah, they're going to protect this downtown. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, So I went out, got the little errands done and stuff. But I know I'm rambling, but yeah. So this podcast is going to be for Mr. Jeff Paulinski. You know what I'm saying? We're going to read the comments and stuff like that. The bullshit that he said. And you know what I mean? Yeah. So stay tuned for that. That's coming very shortly. Sunday morning. But the weather's going to be nice as hell to us and being in the 70s. So y'all make sure y'all go outside and get some of that fresh air. For real. Peace. I'll be right back with y'all in a little bit. Go get some coffee up in me. Smoke me a square. You know what I'm saying? Eat something. And then I'm going to go get in the lab. Get on my laptop and take care of that. All right, so I'll check in soon. Peace. Go throw some jazz on or something. Or some Burning Spear, some reggae. It's Sunday morning. Go chill. So, I'm back. How y'all doing? This is DVJ. And so now, I pulled up this Jeff Paulinski's Facebook page, right? So this is this guy that wants to make racist comments, okay? So I'm gonna read you what, you know, the thread says, okay? And then I'm just gonna shoot his information out there. So the original post was from a Jessica McBride, some white lady. And so the text says, so it says Jessica McBride had, you know, her Facebook photo page or whatever. And then right under that, there's a Phil Howard. And he says, "Now what?" And then the next comment says, "As the old saying goes, everyone goes to victors." Okay, because this is, let me just fill you in. The Max Anderson situation, right? The white dude that killed 19-year-old Sade, the young black female, right? So they were discussing this on Facebook, I guess. This Jeff Paulinski dude, this Jessica McBride person, and other people, right? Because come to find out that Max Anderson dude worked at Victor's nightclub. People that are from Wisconsin, from Milwaukee, are familiar with Victor's. It's a nightclub. It's been in the city forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. So they were talking about that because this Max guy worked there. And so here's what the conversation is. It's word for word. And then after I read it, I'm going to give you dude's information so you can go online and look at it. Obviously, I can't send you a screenshot right now. But so like I said, on the screenshot, they have it's from a Jessica McBride. And then there's a comment right under there from a Phil Howard saying, "Now what?" And then this next individual, I'm not going to put her name out there because she or he was not trying to hear the bullshit. You know what I mean? They're like, they wanted to back away from not having anything to do with it. So I'm not going to put their name out there. So this person says, "As the old saying goes, everyone goes to victors." Just basically saying, like, you know, anyone that's from Wisconsin or that, you know, has been to Victor's at least just one time. That's basically all they were saying. No harm intended, right? So then this next individual says this. And then this next person says, they don't call it victims for nothing, which is insensitive right there. And that comment was from Chris Parker. Chris Parker says to the other person, they don't call it victims for nothing. That was Chris Parker's comment. So they were trying to get this other person, you know what I'm saying, to start saying bullshit like they were. But like I was saying, the person's name that I'm not putting in here, they weren't trying to hear it. So this is what the person that wasn't trying to hear it said back in response to the they don't call it victims for nothing comment. This person says, okay, you two took this in a very bad direction. I said everyone goes to Victor's because it's a Milwaukee novelty and most people from the area have been there at least once. It ain't unlikely that an employee of Victor's has a greater than average network of contacts. I want nothing to do with the responding comments. It's not a joke to me. So that was from Kat Frablich. Hold on, let me see. That comment was from a Kat Frablich, which was a positive comment, you know what I mean? So nothing wrong there. She's saying like, I don't want to have nothing to do with that bullshit you guys are trying to say. So then this Jeff Paulinski fella has the nerve to jump in and say this bullshit. So this Jeff Paulinski, JeffPawlin is in Nancy, SKI. And then he has a nerve on his like heading to say, do unto others, enjoy every sandwich. Like making it sound like he's all about fairness, you bitch. Yeah, but this Jeff Paulinski guy, he had the nerve to say, his comment was, well, I guess he had a leg up on the competition. That's bullshit. You know what I mean? Because that Max Anderson dude cut Sade's leg off. So he thought it would be funny to say, oh, I guess he had a leg up on the competition. Because, you know, the Max guy worked at Victor's and stuff, and they're saying how Victor's is just, you know, basically everyone goes there, you know, to meet people and all that kind of stuff and shit like that or whatever. So he thought it would be funny to say, oh, well, I guess he got a leg up on the competition. That, you know, how do you not feel that that's, you know, that's some straight up bullshit, man. You can't be saying that, and I don't want to hear that, because I see comments, people are saying, oh, this is freedom of, you know, and people should be able to say, fuck that, man. That's insensitive bullshit, dude. Those are all decisions. You take the time to go on Facebook, type that comment out, hit send and all that shit like that. So that's hate in your heart. So you need to be put on blast, dude. Jeff Paulinski, white racist bitch. You are on blast forever. I'm never taking this episode down. So yeah, Mr. Jeff Paulinski had the nerve to say, I guess he had a leg up on the competition. You know what I mean? That's a stab, that's a shot at Sade Robinson, who's dead, and family members are still looking for her body parts. I'm going out to help look for her body parts today, because they still haven't recovered all her remains. So while us people here in the community out looking for missing Sade, you got bitches like this getting online, these white racist punks, and that's the reason. And this goes off of what me and Michelle were talking about last night, about the sundown towns and all the bullshit ass comments that we were, you know, reading, and like, you know what I'm saying? That's what some of these white people think about us. And that's why I spend time talking about this stuff. Not just to be funny, or I think, you know, it'll get good like ratings or whatever. Oh yeah, people will be interested in. No, I do that shit because enough people ain't talking about it. And this is the bullshit that goes on out here. And these are people's family members, these white people. These are your family members, your friends, your co-workers, people that you hang out with and shit like that. These are the people. Saying is kind of bullshit. So Jeff Paulinski, P-A-W-L-I-N-S-K-I, you are officially on blast for saying that bullshit. So y'all go check my podcast out. Like I said, I'm on Spotify, Podbean, iHeartRadio. Go check it out and go look on Jeff Paulinski's page. Yep, that's Jeff Paulinski. Yep, P-A-W. Went to Notre Dame High School here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Punk, you are on blast. So, yeah, you can't be doing that, man. Because I was just, like I said, I wasn't even in a podcast. I was just chilling. I was, you know, making some coffee. I just washed some clothes and stuff. Came back from a gas station, run some little errands. Had to get gas and stuff, cigarettes, you know what I'm saying? And came back home, chilled, threw the clothes in, came, sat down, scrolling through the phone, and come across this bullshit on a Sunday morning, man. Yeah, so you're on blast, dude. So there you go. Just wallow in your misery. And I hope nothing but the worst for you, Jeff Paulinski. And I hope my voice reaches your racist ear, punk. All right, so I'm gonna get out of here. About to go reset and enjoy the rest of my day. I gotta go get these clothes out the dryer. And then just chill. So that's my good deed for the day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can't be doing that. And I come across that. You know, you're getting put out there. Yeah, because this stuff needs to be exposed, man. You know what I mean? People's families are grieving. That girl lived in this building that I am at sometimes. Like I told you, my girlfriend has an apartment here. So, yeah. So you are on blast, dude. So I'm going to get going with that. And check out that episode that we put up last night if y'all are interested. And stay safe out here from, you know, people like this. This racism is out here, man. And anyone listening, man, if you're from Milwaukee, man, and you have some time or whatever, man, please go out there and help join the search to look for missing Sade Robinson. And if you're not familiar with it, look her story up. You know what I mean? And for the white people that I have seen helping searching and I have seen on the news and stuff like that, getting involved, we appreciate you. We appreciate you because we need more of you. And the ones that you just, the other white people that want to sit there and remain silent and not challenge your racist friends or the ones that might be questionable, then you're still part of the problem. Get some balls and challenge them. And when you hear stuff, don't let people get away with saying bullshit like that. At least check them. At least let them know you don't like it and they can't speak that way around you, at least. You know what I mean? We got to start. Yeah, this stuff's crazy. But I'm going to get out of here and enjoy the rest of my Sunday. And y'all do that too. Enjoy the little jazz music on the way out. And that's it. Stay safe out here. And thanks for listening to this short episode. And until the next one, peace. Gas white boy, I hate that shit, man. Made me light another cigarette up, man. That shit, man. Jeff Paulinski. Go look him up and spread the word on his punk ass. Yeah, you can't. You know what I mean? Peace, y'all.